These are the words they are singing in English and Italian. Sound, sound near and sound far. Sound deafens and sound whispers. Sound, sound in sleep and in dreams. Sound, sounds always. Suonare, to sound, with lyrics by Eric Dudley. Tenor Eric Dudley explains, suonare, to sound, is a meditation on various qualities of timbre and language arising from the idea of two complementary poems, each a direct translation of the other, which both connect and contrast in sonic character when superimposed. In this case, through English and Italian, a reflection on the nature of sound and its various guises in our everyday lives yields internal assonance and vowel harmony in both languages. The image for the musical setting was that of a cavernous, echoing space, with each of the voice parts moving as if in delayed reaction to the others. Slowly shifting harmonies in the lower voices trace a path through the English text, while both soprano voices skim across the surface in a sort of hymn to Italian bel canto, one an echo of the other. Roomful of Teeth gave the piece its premiere during a summer residency at Mass Mocha in 2010. Words of Eric Dudley. And even though the ensemble doesn't have a theme song per se, this piece gives us a sense of how and why they sing as they do. The group is fancifully named Roomful of Teeth, and bass baritone Deshaun Burton puts it this way. We wanted to take the idea that the mouth itself is a sort of chamber in a way, and you want to kind of make chamber music using the voice. We want to just take the voice apart in as many different ways as possible. What does it even mean to make a note? What does it mean to phonate? What does it mean to say a word? Any of these sorts of things. There are so many people who sing around the world in so many different kinds of styles, and we want to bring these styles, these people, this energy all together and make as joyful and exultant and really beautiful music as we can. Words of Deshaun Burton. Roomful of Teeth is a critically acclaimed ensemble with an international career, and the members of the ensemble will perform in the region next week, Tuesday, November 15th at the Wise Center at Bucknell University in Lewisburg, and they will also serve as the featured guests for the annual gala hosted by the Bach Choir of Bethlehem on Saturday, November 19th. As it happens, Deshaun Burton is originally from Williamsport, and he has a long-standing relationship with the Bach Choir. We had a chance to speak by phone with Greg Fumfeld, artistic director and conductor of the Bach Choir, about this rich association.
Deshaun Burton is actually a very dear friend. He's become a wonderful friend to me and to so many people here in Bethlehem. Deshaun came to us as a young singer a number of years ago. We do a competition that the Bach Choir sponsors jointly with the American Bach Society, and it's a competition for young American singers who have not yet reached the age of 30. And what we're trying to do is to find really gifted young singers especially for Bach, but for oratorio. There are a number of competitions for young opera singers, but there really wasn't anything for singers who love Bach and oratorio singers. And so we started this with the American Bach Society now probably 15 years ago, and Deshaun came to compete in that and then came back a couple of years later and won the competition. But in the meantime, he and I had developed this friendship and we started working together. So Deshaun has sung at our festival. He has sung Elijah with us. He sang the lead role of Elijah. He did one of the Passions, but he's done a number of concerts with us, and he does a great number of Bach at Noon concerts with us. It's our free concert series on the second Tuesday of the month, we have this series that we call Bach at Noon. It's in Bethlehem from September through April, except the month of December, at Central Moravian Church. And then we do 3 months in the summer, June, July, and August, at the really beautiful and acoustically stunning St. John's Lutheran Church in the heart of downtown Allentown. So Deshaun has become a regular guest, and people here really have come to love him. He's this enormous talent with a voice. The New York Times said his voice could raise the dead. But he is the sweetest man, and when we have groups of school children, he will go and greet each child as they leave the church. He just has a heart as big as all outdoors and such a kind and generous spirit. His mom has been here to hear him sing a couple of times. I've had dinner with her and gotten to know her. And so I said, you know, for Deshaun, it's like coming home to a place where he's loved, and he's bringing 7 or 8 of his dearest friends. And so we're delighted to meet his extended family in Room Full of Teeth.
It's fascinating that he has then this incredible range as well as the interest, not just in developing his ability to bring Bach to us and oratorio, but this phenomenon that is Room Full of Teeth is quite an exceptional ensemble.
It really is. I mean, you know, here's Deshaun who can sing Bach. I mean, especially arias like the Grosser Hair from the Christmas Oratorio, the Quonium from the Mass in B minor. His voice is just unbelievable for that repertoire. But then he did Elijah with us from Mendelssohn, and he's done other operatic roles. He's done all kinds of music. I heard him sing the Foray Requiem in New York City when we were part of the 9/11 commemorations at Trinity Church. And his voice is just amazing, and the ability he has to project and this sound, but it's such a beautiful sound and an effortless sound. But then he got involved in all kinds of other things, and Room Full of Teeth is a group that, as they say, it pushes all of the boundaries. I mean, they have studied all kinds of vocal techniques from the remotest parts of the earth, things called Tuvan throat singing and Korean pansori singing, Hindustani music, Persian classical singing, and then sort of everything we've heard of called yodeling and belting. They've got some kind of rock singing and Inuit throat singing. But this group of 8 singers, they're all incredibly bright people, and I think they're all fearless. They're willing to try anything. And, of course, one of the things that we're thinking about in Bethlehem this season is the power of the human voice, the capacity of the human voice to move us, to touch our hearts and our minds, and to challenge us, uplift us. And they are studying all these things. So they're actually doing a couple of Bach pieces. One of their sopranos is singing an aria from Cantata 51, Jauchzet Gott in allen Landen, which is one of the great tour de force pieces for soprano. And then Deshaun is singing a fabulous aria from the St. John Passion called Mein teuer Heiland, which is a beautiful aria with cello obbligato, and there's a chorale that Bach gives to the choir to sing in the background, and his colleagues from Room Full of Teeth will make up the choir. And then one of his partners in this enterprise, Caroline Shaw, has written what she calls a partita for 8 voices. And, of course, a partita was a form well known to Bach and used extensively by him. But they're doing 4 movements called Allemande, Sarabande, Courante, and Passacaglia. And these were all, again, movement titles, dance movements that Bach knew well. He wrote dozens of each of those. And so Caroline has created kind of a Baroque style of musical composition that then sort of departs and goes very much into the 21st century. She has won all kinds of prestigious awards for her work, and Room Full of Teeth has won Grammys. They're singing all over the world. They're doing all kinds of residencies with higher education institutions around the country. They're going to Europe. It was interesting. The Wall Street Journal did a magazine supplement to the weekend edition of the paper a couple of months ago, and I was reading it, and they always have these innovators in architecture and the visual arts and whatnot. And one of the questions they ask them is, what are you listening to these days? And people will say different things. And this one guy, I forget his name now, but He said, "Oh, I'm listening to Room Full of Teeth." And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, "Well, how is it that you got Room Full of Teeth for your gala?" And I said, "Well, you know, we've been bringing artists of major international stature. I mean, last year we had the Japanese Bach Collegium. We had Dave Brubeck and his trio, Yo-Yo Ma, Hilary Hahn, Emma Kirkby, the American Boy Choir. And next year, we have a real treat for our gala audience. The choir from the Thomaskirche in Leipzig, the Thomanenchor, are going to be on an American tour, and they will be our artists next year." So the choir that Bach actually conducted when he was in Leipzig for the last 27 years of his life will be our guests next year. So it's a wonderful thing that we get to bring these artists and expose our audience and give people the chance to hear something they might not get to hear anywhere else.
Always in some way there is some connection to your mission as the Bach Choir and your grand history and tradition.
Well, Erica, you're kind to say that, and it's absolutely true. We really have tried in everything we do, in all of our innovations, in all of our education programs, and in these gala guest artists, we have tried to remain true to our mission, which is to share the music of Bach with as many people as near and far as we can. And, you know, we've enjoyed considerable success, and I don't say that in a boastful way. We've been very blessed, and of course in this season of Thanksgiving, it's good to count your blessings and to be mindful of them. But I'm proud of the fact that our board, our choir, orchestra, the soloists, the artists that we bring here, we have not kind of dumbed down or trivialized or in any way diminished the inherent genius of Bach's music, the spirituality of it, the amazing creativity, his contrapuntal genius. We've tried to keep all of that right at the forefront, and I really am proud when we go to the schools where we do our Bach to School program for elementary school children. We sing them two movements from the Mass in B minor, and we do movements from the cantatas, and we give them the real thing, but we try to open doors that make it accessible, help people to listen and learn, and people have responded with great joy and thanks. This music is a treasure for all time. And I think as we share it with people, they say, "Wow, this is really something very special." And so part of coming to hear Room Full of Teeth is an encounter with the genius of Bach, and then seeing where he continues to lead us as we adventure on into the future. So we're very happy about that.
The word we have used in the past, Greg, I'm sure it's a word that you all use regularly, but people seem to come to Bethlehem on pilgrimage, as if they are hungry, as if this is a source of nourishment.
Well, you know, I just finished a Bach at Noon concert today, and someone said, "Well, at least we have this beautiful music," because there has been such rancor and acrimony and mean-spiritedness. And our country has become, you know, I mean, you can read all about this. So social media has kind of emboldened people to say things they would never think of saying to the face of a friend. And so this music, I think, takes us back to a time of high purpose and a deeper sense of the value of humankind and respect for one another. And so I think Bach has something very important still to tell us and to show us, and he leads the way. So we're very fortunate.
Greg Fumfgeld, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, speaking with us in anticipation of the 2016 Bach Choir Gala concert and fundraiser taking place on Saturday, November 19th at 4 in the afternoon at Foy Hall at Moravian College. This year's concert will feature Grammy Award-winning Room Full of Teeth, a group that creates beautiful and deeply textured music. They have a wonderful international career, and one of the members, Deshaun Burton, the bass baritone, happens to be a native of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And he is a longtime friend of the Bach Choir. And for more information about this event, there is a website, bach.org, B-A-C-H.org, bach.org. There will be a concert, their program, a family reunion of The Voice, including some of the ensemble's own creations, as well as we heard from Greg Fumfgeld, Bach's music. And then there is a chance for a dinner and an auction following the concert at the historic Hotel Bethlehem. For more information, it is Saturday, November 19th at 4 o'clock, Foy Concert Hall at Moravian College in Bethlehem, hosted by the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, presenting the Grammy Award-winning Roomful of Teeth. And that information can be found at the Bach website, bach.org, bach.org. And in addition, before that event, the Roomful of Teeth Ensemble will perform at Bucknell University in the Wise Center, and that's this Tuesday, November 15th at 7:30 in the evening. There will be a free pre-performance talk in the Wise Center atrium lobby, and that's at 6:45. And for more information, you may check their website, bucknell.edu, bucknell.edu. The Roomful of Teeth Ensemble at the Wise Center, Tuesday, November 15th at 7:30 p.m. And then as the featured guests of the Bach Choir of Bethlehem annual gala, and that's November 19th, Saturday afternoon at 4 in Foy Hall at Moravian College in Bethlehem. For more information about all the details, it's bach.org, B-A-C-H.org.